Yeah, welcome back to McCool Park here, and Kilkear have disposed of McCool's with comfortable enough ease in the end to go through from Group D as winners. With both sides already qualified from this section, top in the group was the prize on offer here prior to throw-in. Kilkear were, of course, shy of the services of both Paddy McBrady and Ryan McHugh once again, while the host lined out without Darren O'Leary. Last week's hat-trick hero, Aaron Kelly, also missed out with a groin complaint. Just 7 seconds in, Owen McHugh flashed a stinger inches wide of the foot of Owen Gallen's goal. On 3 minutes, Kieran McGinley hammered one off the crossbar as Kilkear went for the juggler from the very off. The dominant Southwest men finally got off the mark through Andrew Mavine, while Mark McHugh quickly doubled that lead. Against the run of play and with what was their first real attack, McCool's hit back emphatically. Porrick Patton slammed home a goal at the back post, and that was quickly followed up by a Stephen O'Reilly point. Mark McHugh from a free and Stephen O'Reilly traded efforts. Luke Gaffigan then took McCool's to 1-2. Our Doherty's team responded with efforts from Matthew McLean and Conor Doherty to take their tally to nod 6. Gary Wilson and Austin Gallen were on the mark at either end as the host shaded the first quarter on a score of 1-4 to nod 6. The impressive McGinley strode through from the middle to tie matters up. Another that was shining early for the champions was Matthew McLean. He notched his second of the evening with a classy strike from distance. 3 minutes out from the midpoint, and Kilkear were 3 to the good again from another Mark McHugh free. That was the last significant action of the first half, and it was Kilkear that exited with a goal lead. Conor Doherty got the scoring action underway once again in the second half with a sweet ping off the left. Owen Dugan was denied a goal by an excellent Owen Gallen stop. Andrew McLean just couldn't get a good enough contact on the follow-up, and the danger was averted. 38 minutes in, Conor Doherty again showed his quality with another perfect connection. Kilkear, now with a real stranglehold on the contest, moved 7 clear from a brace of McHugh's freeze. And on 45 minutes, Kilkear made sure of matters and Owen McHugh rifled to the net. McCool's, scoreless since the 16th minute, took until the 48th minute of the second half to break their scoring duct as Oisin Gallen clipped over a free. Patton moved Bernard McGeehan's men to 1-6 but still chasing an 8-point deficit. Substitute Darren O'Leary smashed over a fine 45 for the Twin Towns outfit as 1-7 trailed 1-14 going into the final 7 minutes. Gallen took his tally to 3 for the night, heading down the home straight. Another McCool's replacement, Nathan Gavigan, also got his name on the score sheet. Another Gallen free from the hands had Kilkear reeled into 4. Kilkear eased any slight nerves that might have been creeping in when Andrew McLean posted late on, as both sides now look forward to tomorrow evening's championship draw.